know what's wrong with me these days, but every time I say what Fox News tells me to say, I get so tired. But it's my patriotic duty to be an informed citizen, so let's check out the headlines.
Scooter Libby found not guilty on one of five counts against him.
The jury was confused. Libby was the fall guy. Pardon him. What's this?
Rats, cockroaches, abuse, and neglect at Walter Reed VA Hospital.
My president was shocked and outraged. For a full news cycle, I guess I'll go out and buy a new Support Our Troops bumper sticker. Let's see.
Justice Department fires eight prosecutors for political reasons.
Alberto Gonzalez fired those prosecutors because they were incompetent. One was so incompetent, he sent Duke Cunningham to jail. Another was so incompetent, he refused to prosecute a Democrat until after the November elections, even when Republican congressmen called him at home and asked him to. Another prosecutor was so incompetent, he had to be fired so Karl Rove's buddy could have his job. And another prosecutor was so incompetent, he refused to rig the Washington governor's election. How about this?
FBI understated its use of the Patriot Act.
There was a little mix-up at the FBI, and they underreported the number of Americans they were spying on. Shoddy bookkeeping, they said. It was an honest mistake.
Global warming. Science versus the Republicans.
Oh, I don't even want to go there. Makes me so tired.
Britain to pull troops out of Iraq.
This proves we won. I can't remember how, but I remember Tony Snow said so.
Democrats seek pullout date as general sees long fight ahead.
Stay the course. My president never said stay the course. Stay the course. My president never said stay the course. I'm Carl Estrada, and that's my point.